The night of Thursday, July 16th saw a gathering at Tucker Park Beach on the Kennebecasis River to the north of the city. The gathering, Ocean Tells Her Stories, involved a paddle to the Brothers Islands and concluded at 12:30 p.m. on Friday, July 17th. The Ocean Tells Her Stories gathering included shared meals, a makerspace, and ceremonies led by Elder Hubert Francis and Grand Chief Ron Tremblay. Local 107.3 FM spoke with organiser Stephanie Peterson about the aims of the event, the ceremonies, and some of the other features of the gathering experienced by participants.
The spaces have very rich history of stories that we know, stories that we've almost forgotten. What are the stories we tell ourselves? What are the ones that we know and the ones that we've maybe forgotten and need that chance to be reminded of? I'm an 8th generation settler to Wabanaki territory, and there are lots of different aspects of our identities and how we share ourselves and who we are. And for me, being able to sit in that space of being someone who is of and from here, and to come to know the stories of those that have come before from, you know, just the 8 generations of my own history, has also led for me to want to explore what are those questions and stories from that, and that from also from the land and waters that surround us that we haven't got the listening ears for, that we've silenced, that we've ignored, that we've missed. And so in the space of what that is, that that we've gathered over time, last year in early June and then again late September, so really bookending the summer season. And now we're coming for this period right in the heart of summer with this idea of being called to land and waters there. We join in the space that is known as Tucker Park Beach. And then we also proceed over to Brothers Island. And then just down from there is the confluence of where the Wollastook, the Kennebecasis, and ocean all meet. And so it lets us really recognize the immense power of being able to learn to sense differently when we come to those spaces, to listen to those that are with us, to listen to one another, and to be really present in that. And that's not quite so easy in this built construction world that we have. We recognize that. We want to give more time and space for folks to feel called and to come as they are and as they're able. So that, yes, we have a gathering that starts at before sunset on Thursday and continues through till the culmination on Friday. So meaning when the sun hits its highest point, so 12:30 on Friday. So from 6:30 p.m. until 12:30 the following day, with the weather permitting and giving us the safe passage to Brothers Island that we will paddle there in tandem kayaks. And some will remain for the evening to overnight over there. And then we will make the return, being called back to the mainland, to the beach area for sunrise ceremony. So Elder Hubert Francis will meet us there, calling us back to that space at sunrise. So the Grand Chief, Ron Tremblay, will be joining us. He will be bringing sacred fire and pipe ceremony and also sharing his bundle and lots of teachings and wisdoms. There's also been some really great work that's been happening from an archaeological perspective over on Brothers Island. So Elder Ramona Nicholas will be joining us as well. She'll be sharing some of the artifacts. We have some artist talks that will be happening. So we have artists who will be bringing forward different ways to engage. We have a fine craft wood artist who will be bringing these unfinished boards for everyone to then select their own. In that process then as well, when we have these eating boards, is that we have the Wabanaki in Motion, which is a new venture that is a mobile makerspace that is a partnership with JEDI and McKenna Institute. So those folks will be on site with a 3D printer where they've printed off some really interesting things that are the play between fire and water. The Olive Grove Hub is a new venture as well. They're just opening up space on Waterloo Street. And so we're encouraging for folks to be able to come experience what this new ethnocultural organization is. And then we also have an art project that's called Threads of Migration, which is bringing different pieces of fabric and textiles from their own histories and to contribute to this project. There's a quilt that's been put together by the grandmothers of Elsipoktuk that will be on display too. From just before sunset until the culmination the following day, it will be at that Tucker Park Beach area and joining at before sunset on Thursday and then after sunrise on Friday, that you'll find us there and you'll be well met. As everyone is called to share, we welcome that, to be present, to listen, to learn, and you know, as I said, to taste, to touch, to smell, to feel all those things a little differently. We want to leave this place, not just in a no trace, but also leave it better than when we found it. And we also want for everyone to leave there feeling that they're better than how we all found each other in the first place.
If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.